Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Please stand by. The Chief International Ambassador.
For every blessing and every miracle that you've sent to us, we do recognize them and we do appreciate them very, very much. The Lord, we look to you today. Thank you in advance for all your blessings. Thank you in advance for all that you do. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you adoration. Thank you for all that God has done. Over, and we do glorify you. Have all of these things that we ask, they are asked in the name of Jesus, and it is all for the glory of God. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you. Good to you. Y'all online, that's all I can see. Yeah, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And may we speak to the Lord. He's real. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning.
And let's go to God. Does anybody on this line this morning, anybody, can you hear me? Does anybody have a wonderful praise for the Lord? He inhabits. He's right in the middle of the praises of his people. I wonder if anybody has a great praise for him. If so, I'm going to allow you to give it and let's hear it. I'm going to say praise check. That is always the invitation of the listening for everyone. Everyone, when I say praise check, this is the time that you praise the Lord. All right, are we ready? Praise church. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
distracted, and he will try to get you out of place and get you
so distracted that you're not in place when it happens. Well, I hope you are, because the blessings will flow with it. Bountiful, overwhelming blessings will flow with it. So I hope you're in place. God bless you. Amen. And we love you. Going back to the wisdom seminar this morning. Amen. Wow, God. I'm still interested in things that we can do to show that we care. Because this is a day and time that most people are maybe just selfish people. I never witnessed so many selfish people in all my life. Just all they care about is themselves. And it's important to be like Jesus, and that is a caring person. People, you care what people think about you, care what people say about you. I want some of y'all to take your words that you say and put them in the mouth of Jesus and see if they fit there in his mouth. Because if they don't, then you need to change what you think and how you think and what you say. Some things, you put them in the mouth of Jesus, you know, that you feel about your friends, et cetera, they can never fit in his mouth. God is a caring person. He cares for us. He cares for us so much that Jesus came, I would say, billions of miles. Not just across town, but billions of miles. Just to save us. And when he got here full with some people who didn't care. Who didn't care about him. Didn't care about nothing. Trying to destroy him completely. Amen. But he didn't say anything. He just kept moving toward doing what the Father said. Just a message right there on distractions. Jesus came here, and there were so many things that the enemies shot at him in so many ways, but he was never distracted. And there's a catch right there. That's just right there. To see if I'm going to be distracted. Jesus was never distracted. He was one focus. That is to do the truth and the bidding of his Father. And when he did it, my God, it set the whole world free in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I want to encourage you to not be distracted, because the enemy will try his best to get you off track and make you miss your blessing. There must be a spectacular blessing here this morning on the line. I may be through a praise report or through the wisdom seminar, through a prayer report, because the enemy is trying so hard to distract. let's have the wisdom seminar tell about how we can care for others. I'll try my best to get you started here this morning. Some things perhaps you haven't mentioned. You really want to know how to care for people, then watch Jesus. He was the most caring person. People who came to him had so many big, huge problems. Oh, God. Some of them were, they had all kinds of illnesses. Yeah. When they were there in Jerusalem by the pool of Bethesda, in Bethesda, around that pool, that had columns around it and sick folk were everywhere around those columns. Jesus came. There was a man who was by the pool 38 years, I believe. And every time he tried to get in the pool, when it was troubled and he was in the pool, somebody beat him in. But Jesus, being a caring person, came by the pool. Don't you know that he knew where he was going, and he knew that there was a man there who had been there 38 years. There was a man that I'm sure had been praying, or somebody had prayed for him, and he heard the prayer and was there at the pool and told the man, take up his bed. Yeah, you're waiting on the water. It was kind of like Jesus. I would put those two things together about when Jesus went to the well, and the woman was there to get water. And Jesus asked her, I believe, to bring him some water. And she said, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus said, you knew who I am and the water that I have is living water. He would ask me for water, brother. Here is the man who was at the pool, you know, seeking to get into the water. And Jesus shows up again, and he's the living water. The man is trying to get into the water. But Jesus is simply saying to him, why are you trying to get into the pool? And you got the water, that's the living water right here. And just take up your bed and walk. Here he gets up and starts walking. Why? Because he had to drink of the living water. Speaking of water, last night on the block line, the Holy Ghost led me to have the people lift their oil up in the air. Oh, and I asked something from God that I never asked of him before. I asked him to let a light be moved, but this anointing hit every oil container and in the oil that was held up to him, and he did it, by God. The Holy Ghost hit that oil and hit the people, and we went to praising God like we were just crazy for Jesus. And then, to get to the point, I asked them if they would just take the oil and put 3 drops in the water. People did it. I did it. My daughter did it. I made it ready. And we shook it up real good so it would be in every portion of the water. And then we began to drink it. Gave it to the children, the grandchildren. My God. A healing virtue took place. And I want you to know that the healing virtue is on the slide this morning. God bless you. We did all that because we care. Let's find out some ways. Let's talk about ways you can exemplify caring. The spirit of Jesus Christ, caring. If you, I want to say that again. I'm trying to get to this. If you want to really think about how you can care, think about all the fruits of the spirit. How do you care? Make people joyous. Have joy. How do you care? And show the love of Christ for people. How you care and bring hope to people. Yeah, all those things. How you care and you have a long suffering with people. Just think about speak from the Spirit and you'll find out ways to care that you never thought about. If you think in the fruits of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. All right, the line is open to you. You got a word on caring. Amen. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. This is Evangelist Latanya. How are you this morning?
I'm very tremendous. And by the way, you were blessed on the bottom line last night. It was great. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory, Lord God. Amen. I just want to give honor to God and to His Son, Jesus. Again, to you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, to your wife, Ambassador Lady Betty, and your mother, Mother Johnson. Amen. I just thank God for everyone that's on the line. Amen. God bless you all. Good morning. I just said on caring, simple ways to care, just show somebody you care. Just, you know somebody's going through or you know somebody that's sick. Just a simple call and just to say hello. Just call and check on you, you know. They need something. They may just need to talk. They may just need a word of prayer, you know. Whatever it is, just sometimes just being a sounding board for some people, you know, just showing you care, you know. You won't know unless you reach out to them, you know. If you've been missing them, you haven't heard them, or you haven't seen them at church, or, you know, just to call them and just say, just thinking about you, just want to see that you're okay, amen. So just some simple ways to show you care. Of course, there are many others, you know, but if you know somebody is sick, you know, give them a call, you know, maybe go by and visit them, you know, just reach out, you know. Amen. So that's it. Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You kind of reminded me of a couple of things. I preached a message to our people in Amazing Grace. If you didn't see me at church this Sunday, call me. Yeah, if you didn't see me at church this Sunday, call me. Which was a message on caring. truly people that you care. I keep on saying it. It's truly people don't want to know how much you know, but they really know how much you care. That's when they want to know how much you know. So when they see that you care, then they're open. It's the same principle that works in Africa. People who like Feed the Children, organizations that rule in these foreign countries, the way that they really win people to Christ over there is that they show them how they care, how much they care. Yeah, they go there taking 18 million loans of food. When they drop all that food on there, and they get to come back out of the field and start calling and say, I want to talk to you. I want people coming out and people coming out. So they're there. They come and go. And then they'll listen to you. So they've seen how much you care. It's the same. Do you care?
To the staff, God bless you this morning, Ambassador Stern. I was trying to give someone else a chance to say something because God knows I can minister and speak on this every day about caring. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord say, cast your cares upon me because he cares for you. And when he cares for us, it also put that spirit in us to care for others. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm drawn to the older. I'm drawn to everybody, but I have a great compassion, amen, for the older generation. And I do take the time out to call them, as Williams say, and just don't know what joy goes through their spirit when they hear a call, and you know, and I give them a little sense of humor, of a smile and everything, a little laugh over the phone, and I thank God for that. And even this week, a couple of my elder mothers are having birthdays, and I've already prepared to visit them. They can't come out to church, but I can go to their homes. And every Mother's Day, amen, I honor every woman in there, every mother, every woman, amen, and just to care, amen. And I do the same thing for every generation, but a special touch for the elderly, because as you say, the enemy want to take them out, and they feel like the young generation has come on and just left them to the side and not thinking about them. But not so, saith the Lord, amen. There is someone that do care. So many ways that the Lord uses me, amen, with the compassion of caring. So it's so many categories and so many ways that you can bless others with cares. And I'm going to leave this one little other thought and be done. Amen. I do a lot of caring for my family. It's not if I go out or somewhere, amen, I always bring my husband back a little treat. And he enjoys that, amen, a little treat. I'll bring him back something, and my children as well. Because charity begins at home and then spreads abroad. And when I put that spirit of compassion in my family has the same compassion for others as we do. We are a caring family, and we thank God that he put that spirit down in us to care one for another. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and all of you is my prayer.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful. Just encouraging you all who listening all in foreign lands and things like that. It doesn't take a lot. I use myself as an example. It doesn't, you know, we have to be people who appreciate the little things. You know, it doesn't take a lot to show that you care. Amen. Just do little small things. And people, if you got people who really care, they'll appreciate anything you do. Amen. When I go to the hospital, and that's a way to show that you care for people. Because when people are down, they need you the most. Go to the hospital just to show that you care. Amen. You have to, if you don't have no money, just go there to see them. That's what they really, that's what means so much to them. And then another thing I was going to say to you, while you're at the hospital, not only to see your loved one, to see people that you know, why don't you go down the hallway and maybe walk in someone's room that you don't know? And just tell them who you are. Tell them, ask them, do you mind if I say a word of prayer over you? You'd be surprised what that does for people in the hospital. The Lord, just pray about it when you go there, and the Lord will send you in the room, the right room that you should go to, because he's looking to use angels. And many times they will think that you have been sent by the Lord and know that you are an angel because they're in such dire straits. And so show that you care. Amen. Those senior citizens' homes, those little kids, they need to know that you care. See, y'all think you have problems, but kids nowadays have more problems than you. And that's why they get into wrong things, and they're molested and raped many times, because we haven't taken time to show them that we care. So those negative persons who are on the street or around them, their cousins or uncles or whoever they are, just simply show them a little bit of attention, caring, and they misuse the caring. And they're able to do those things to the kids because they use that approach of caring. Well, if we do our job, amen, a lot of that would not happen. Amen. Don't be angry at me. I'm just trying to help. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Is there one more who wants to say a word on caring? If so, the line is open to you. Anybody else?
Yes, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson. And I would like to say the scripture, you know, was saying, with love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Yes, ma'am.
And using love and kindness, that's another way of showing your that you care. Because sometimes people think that you don't really love them. And then there's people, like you say, is out there just wanting somebody to say, I love you. And many times, they don't want to look at you sometimes, but as you keep smiling and looking at them and talking to them in a nice way, you will show that kindness and draw them and be able to talk to them, minister to them, just show them love, as you say. Sometimes a pat on the back is what a person needs. Sometimes little bitty things, it matters to them, even if it's a match. Sometimes people need a match, not for the smoke, but maybe to light the oven or something like that. But don't think negative about a match, thinking they're going to light a cigarette. But just care. Show that you care, love them, and they will love you back.
That's true, Mother. That's true. God bless you, and thank you so much. All right. Thank you. I come back to tomorrow, if the Lord says the same. But thank you for all your many wonderful comments. Remember this, there are people in foreign lands who this is their only church. And if so, then you want to say something for the Lord. I don't know, in my spirit, I feel like the Lord is pushing somebody else to say something for him on this caring. I don't want to miss it. If you want to say it, the line is open to you. If you want to obey the Lord, the line is open. Anybody else?
Yes, Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Rush.
All right, God bless you, Sister Rush. Yes,
sir. Usually doing caring, what I do every year, we got like 8 mothers in the church, and I go out and buy all the mothers flowers for Mother's Day. And then mothers that is not older, just young mothers, I give them a gift. And this year for Mother's Day, I'm still going to buy our mothers some flowers for Mother's Day. And this year I go into the nursing home, and I done made lap scarves for the mothers in the nursing home because they get real cold. And so that's what I'm doing for caring for the mothers. And the mothers at our church, they are so spoiled to me because they know that I'm going to do something for them. And they be looking, too.
Good. This is Rush. Amen. We follow suit and that. Amen. That's wonderful. We do that. And thank God for it. My. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Yes,
This is Ambassador-elect Rita, area code 616. I'm reminded of St. Matthew's 25, verses 35 and 36, where it says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." These are ways, some of the few ways of showing people that you care.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. The Lord bless all of you. Amen. We're going to move this morning to maybe let's get about 2 or 3 praise reports. I want to open that up for you. If you got a praise report, come on. Amen. Come to the line with your praise reports. Amen. The line is open.
Amen. This is me again, and I'm going to keep doing it again and again and again. I just want to honor the Lord this morning and thank God for that awesome Praise the Lord blog line last night. Amen. I call it a deliverance service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nobody know but just in my family. Amen. That I've been going to physical therapy every other day. I had a fall some years ago, and the old wound creeped up on my feet. Amen. I've been where I could hardly wear a shoe. Praise the Lord. My hip is bothering me and stuff like that, and I've been going, but yet and still I hadn't seen any results. And so my physical therapy asked me, did I feel any results? I say, no, I'm doing it, but I don't feel any results. Look like it was getting worse after she was dealing with it. But on last night, amen, praise the Lord, the anointing hit my spirit. Amen. Yeah. Holy Spirit, when the man of God, chief ambassador, amen, I've been trained by my apostle that he always told us, amen, as leaders on your nightstand, you keep your Bible, you keep your bless all, you keep your water, and we have a special thermos that we keep our water in. I have my bless all. I even have bless all from you when I was there from last year. That's my special all. Everybody don't get that. Amen. You got it really be almost on your deathbed to get a touch of that oil because it's got to last. And I'm always set up in the spirit. So when you call for us to put the water, the oil in the water, I didn't have to go out. It's there because the thermos keep my water. The type of thermos I have, it keeps it pure. But the bottom line, praise the Lord, I did as the prophet. You were in the officer of a prophet at last night, and I did as the prophet and the man of God told us to do. I was already on fire for the Lord anyhow. Amen. And when I did that, amen, the power of God just told me when I drank it just to massage myself, that feet and them two toes that bothers me with that oil. Oh, my God. And I had that oil and anointed my hip. Amen. It's a difference when you do it up under instructions and the power of the Lord. I tell you, I slept like a baby last night. I usually wake up during the night, amen, and have to sleep on a donut and all of that. And I don't usually share that, amen, because that's me and God. But I'm sharing it today because it's a praise report that the power of the anointing of God, when it hits you, you better do it because it does work. And I thank God for that. I enjoyed that so much last night. It really blessed me. It was right on time. When I get those type of impartations, I feel like the Lord ordered that just for me, whether you all ride on it or not, but he ordered that just for me at 2:00 here in North Chicago, where I live in my bedroom. It was ordered for me, and I'm greedy in the Lord. I took it all, and I thank God for the service on last night. God bless you, my chief ambassador, and you were in the office of a prophet on last night. God bless you.
And God bless you. You just reminded me of something that the Lord spoke to me and said to me last night. He said, I want you to bring it one day to the prayer line, the morning prayer line. And I want you all to do that. What is today? Today is Friday, I believe. We had your prayer line last night. I want you to bring it on Tuesday. I'll remind you on Monday. We're going to do that Tuesday. Bring the oil and bring some water. Go get you some oil. Amen. And get you some water, a bottle of water. Amen. Preferably. And get that purified bottle of water. And bring it to the prayer line on Tuesday. Amen. Y'all remind me on Monday. I used to be 25. Used to be 25. But I'm no longer 25. And I have a lot on me. A lot going. A lot all around me. I think the Lord prepared me for all this. My mother gets worried about me sometimes, but I used to be over the orchestra for 22 years. And in an orchestra, if you know anything about it, there are 32, sometimes 34 instruments, and they all, many times, most of them are doing something different. And so you got to know what all of them are doing at the same time. You got to know how to bring them in. And I write for symphony orchestra. That's my forte. Writing for them. So I know what I'm talking about. You've got to write for every one of those 32 instruments. And so it is positioned me through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. And God did that for me. And so I know what's going on many times all around me because I'm so accustomed to that. All right, but bring that oil and bring that water on Tuesday. and remind me that we need to do that. It's okay to do that. Some of y'all will be there one day. God bless you. Give me another praise report.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stiff again. God bless everyone on the line. And my praise report, and what am I so excited about, is I asked God for a strategy for something today. I'm at work, but I will be leaving shortly. I'm speaking at a conference today. It's called Phenomenal Woman. It's one is held in the state of Arkansas, and it's women all over the state, and they only take 100 because of the impact of the gifts, the breakfast, the hospitality. So I have the topic of respect, and I ask God to give me a strategy to teach professional women all over the world where they will have to say, thank you. And so by this, where you have to separate church and state, God gave me a strategy, glory to God, and that finding something about your job and someone that you work for, or when you have insubordinate staff, where you would just find something where you would say, thank you, something that you're grateful for. So I'm having one side of the room. When you think about the things that you're grateful for, I want them to look at someone on the other side of the room and say, thank you. And I'm going to have everybody in the room to say it. Before they know it, they would have said, thank you. It's going to be 100 times by the time they say it, but it's going to be 1,000 by the time it is over. And it's only going to take a few minutes to do that. And in my heart, I said, God, this is to you, because you're going to change the atmosphere of how they feel about other people and themselves. So I just thank God for a strategy to say thank you. And when they meet me somewhere else, and I'm going to tell them it's all about Jesus, where I got it, and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, 1,000 times. And if they would just keep it as a daily routine and practice of their lives, they'll see a shifting and changing in the atmosphere where they work. God bless you.
Beautiful, wonderful. All right, that is great, great, great. I know God's going to bless your father. Amen. Let her have a phenomenal delivery on this, and let it change lives there in that system. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, I'll take one more praise report, one more.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is 816 Area Code, Charlotte Gray, if I can follow. My friend out there in Arkansas, Prophetess Ambassador Stiff, my praise report this entire week. Thank you, Ambassador Chief Johnson. Earlier this week when you gave the story, the testimony about the rejection, every door has been closed for Charlotte Gray this week. Every door that I've tried to open, apply for, request, get information, has been closed. But hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I've been so encouraged on this entire week, every single day. I've been getting refilled, refilled, refilled. My hope still lies on Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that I know that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Regardless of what door is being shut, I will give you praise. Me and my children are saying thank you. My husband is even saying thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Therefore, I am not scared. I am not fearful. I am even more encouraged. God continues to bring these people in administration in my life for a reason. Don't know the season, don't know what he's going to do, but I am thankful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is my praise report. I've been trying to tell you all week long. I've been distracted every morning. Hallelujah. I normally don't take up this much time, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stand it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my praise report. Whatever is for Charlotte Gray, it's for me. I am qualified. I am educated. Hallelujah. Ooh. You will not make me feel like I am nothing. God loves me. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. It is God's protection. Hallelujah. I am encouraged with my $5 in my pocket. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't mess with me. I'm sick of this. I am educated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I was getting ready to, well, I want Ambassador Hagen, if you would prepare to receive the low offering for your chief ambassador this morning. But I want to obey the Lord. He said, open the line. Let's have a couple of people encourage Sister Charlotte Gray, if you will, do that. Who has an encouragement for her?
I am encouraged. Love you, Ambassador. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The Charlotte Gray, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. When nothing else would help, love lifted me. God bless you, and sound like you have been lifted. Sound like some burdens have been lifted. Sound
better
like
know that I have been
lifted. Thank God for your rejoicing in His word. God bless you. Amen.
All right, someone else. Someone else.
To my daughter in the Lord, praise the Lord, Sister Charlotte. Oh my God, you're on the right track, amen. The word of God say rejoice, and again I say rejoice, and rejoicing is in your spirit, amen. What God, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant it for your good. Stay encouraged that way, and there is a bonus blessing coming your way. God bless you is my prayer.
That's true. I want to ask you, the Holy Ghost told me, amen, to Sharla, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I want you to stand still and pray and ask God when to move on any opportunity that you get, any door that's open. Just pray about it and stand still. If you don't get a word, just save yourself a lot of a lot of energy. Yeah, just when the Lord speaks to you, move and see what happens. My. Father, I pray that you would speak to her, tell her when to move and what to do, and let an ultra awesome blessing come when she does. In Jesus' name I pray. Save her all the effort, God, doing the things and applying for things that are not going to be a blessing to her. You showed me, God, that you didn't create the world to have all disappointments. No. That's not you. You created the world to have all a variety of sometimes disappointed, but sometimes you have to be encouraged. And encourage your Lord in Jesus' name we pray. By letting her get some doors open to her that will be a bountiful blessing, where she not only has a good job, but a great job making great money. In Jesus' name we pray. That's my request today. Thank God. And it shall be so. It shall be so. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. Ambassador Hagen, speak a word for our love offering this morning. If people want to give, called me yesterday. A prophet called me yesterday and said, Dr. Johnson, during the prophecy, they said, people think that they're helping you. They're not helping you. People think they're helping you by when they give money. He said, if they only knew, they're helping themselves. Because anytime they give towards you, the person said, it releases blessing to them like they've never seen. So I just want to say that I do ask the Lord to bountifully bless those. He told me some years ago that anybody who blesses me will be blessed. I'm just telling you what the Lord said to me, not trying to be anything, just telling you what God said. He said anybody who blesses me will be blessed bountifully. All right. Give you about a couple minutes, Ambassador Hagen, maybe 3 minutes, okay? Take it.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief. Can you hear me?
Certainly can.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I had to do a different connection here. to make this possible. Will we give God the praise? Yes. And for those of you who would be so kind, amen, help. And there are those who just want to help. You just want to know how to help. And I want you to know that not only are you are in support and help, but you are helping millions around the world as you assist our chief international ambassador with this great vision that God has given to him, nay, in other countries as well as in America as well. This is their only church, and I'm telling you, every morning and every night, to have something you can plug into to be a blessing. Each time you give, each time you hear the voice of God, each time you sow your seed, just know that you're sowing into your future, because your family, your generation, and the generation afterwards will have some, hallelujah, that they can grab a hold of and grab life and hope and move forward. So we do encourage you, amen, to be a blessing. Bless God today as you bless, amen, our chief international ambassador. And I believe our Ambassador Gina has the information as to how you can do it. And bless the man of God today, and God certainly will continue to bless you and your generation and the generation after you. God bless.
Thank you so much. Amen. Ambassador Gina, if you can give them how they can send any gifts to us, we'd appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll do it.
Absolutely. And good morning to everyone. If you would like to send it Walmart to Walmart, you may do so by going there, filling out the Walmart form. You will send it to Dr. Bernard Johnson, that's Vietnam Victory, E-R-N-A-R-D, last name Johnson. The state and city will be Overland Park, Kansas. You do not need a physical address, just put the state and city of Overland Park, Kansas. The phone number that you are to call with the reference number that they will give you once you complete your transaction, you would dial 913-406-4845. That number again is 913-406-4845. Those of you that cannot get to a Walmart or cannot get out, you may mail it to Dr. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. Again, P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas. O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D. Park, Kansas. 66225. God bless you and thank all of you in advance for your attention.
Thank you so much. And since you have it this morning, in just a minute, I want you to take it out with prayer. Amen. This is a praying woman. I thank God for her. And I want to ask, maybe if we could have another, you know, two or three prayers for Lady Betty this morning. Amen. She's doing much better, but I want to keep those prayers going and shut the back door. Amen, that she would feel so much better. And the Lord will lift her heavy burden, lighten her heavy load. Amen, and give her joy in her soul, peace in her mind, and that healing virtue in her body. Amen. Oh, the Lord just said she is healed. Amen, she is healed. Amen. Grab it, if you would, Lady Betty. You are healed. All right. The Lord bless you. We have a great day here. Any prayer requests before we have the prayer? Anybody?
The peace of the prayer for Sister Goldina. Goldina Holmes had a serious surgery. I don't know the nature of the surgery, but I'm a Christian prayer for her.
Sister Goldina Holmes?
Yes, sir.
All right, Goldina. All right, anybody else have a prayer? All right, and Sister Peter.
Me too.
All right. Anybody else have any prayer requests?
This is Mother Wilson. I had my request this morning is unspoken. Pray for me.
All right, Mother Wilson. Beautiful. All right, anybody else?
God bless you this morning, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. This is Lily Mays, 334, Alabama. I praise God for being alive this morning, my family and everyone on the prayer line. I thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, and I pray for her that the Lord will just continue to heal and strengthen her every day, and everybody on the blog line, the Fresh Fruit line, God bless you. I haven't been on there that much because a lot been going on, but I still been praying and keep everyone prayer. I want to ask prayer this morning for my niece, Johnson. She's going to court for the baby.
You're breaking up on her. She's going to court for what?
The baby dad is trying to get full custody of her 2-year-old child, which has been with her, you know, all the time. And she's not had any too much dealing with the father. So it's just animosity with the adult and using the kid in place of it.
Back up. We certainly want to pray for that. Please put that on the list. Because that's a painful thing if that judge takes that baby away from that girl. Mm-mm. All right, somebody else.
Mother Digby, I would like to put my friend, Mother Canary McWillis, on the line. She's a diabetic, and she has quite a few conditions. And I told her I would put her on the prayer line. And also my son, Kenneth, keep him on the prayer line, that God give him strength in his body and healing.
All right. God bless you. I think that's about all the time we have, unless we have someone who has an urgent prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
All right, go ahead.
I want the saints to pray for my children's father, that he calls them or come and see him. He hasn't seen them. They haven't seen their dad in a while or heard from him. And I'm asking the saints to pray for him. His name is Eddie Cooks.
Eddie Cooks?
Cooks.
Eddie Cooks, okay. Let me pray for that. I had a lady call me some time ago. She hadn't seen her father in 24 years. And God gave me to pray for him. All glory be to God. But in about two weeks after that, her father called her. Amen. And this person was so excited. Eddie Cook's father, in the name of Jesus, look on Eddie Cook. I'm calling him in the spirit realm. Eddie Cooks, wake up. Pick up the phone and call your children. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I loose this on you in Jesus' name on this earth. Pick up the phone and call your children. God, don't let him have a lot of rest until he does go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. I'm asking Ambassador Hodges, if she would take us out. God bless you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first and foremost, we come before you right now asking for forgiveness, God. Forgive us for those sins of omission and those sins of commission. God, we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you for how you watched over us all night long. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning with a thank you in our hearts, in our soul, and in our minds. Father God, I'm asking you right now, as you heard the prayer request of Mother Peterson, that you look on her, God. Look on her, God, and bless that request that she put forth for you. Look on the family of the lady that she placed on the prayer list this morning, God. And Lord, we thank you because we believe in the spirit realm that it's already done. God, I'm asking you right now that you look on Sister Lily Mays and her family. Look on her mother, God. Look on her prayer request, those things that she has unspoken, that she has presented up for you. And Father God, I ask you to please forgive me. First and foremost, let me thank you for our Chief Ambassador. I'm asking you to continue to look on him, continue to bless him, continue to impart wisdom in him, God. We thank you for this assignment that you've given him and for giving him the strength and the courage to carry it out. God, look on his spouse this morning. Continue to bless Lady Betty. Continue to strengthen her, God. Keep her encouraged in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've seen her at night, God. You've seen her walking floors and things that she goes through that she doesn't even talk about. But, God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus that you give her peace. Give her the peace that passes all understanding and continue to heal her, God. Lord, we're lifting Mother Adley Johnson up before you, Lord. We thank you for this great woman of God, for the times that you have allowed her to share her wisdom with us here to the world, God. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God, for Mother Adley Johnson. We ask that you continue to look on her and bless her. God, look on those that are going to court today, Lord. Not even today, but in the future, God. Please bless them, God. Be there with them. Be that lawyer in the courtroom for them, God. Oh, Lord, look on those that are behind the prison wall. Oh, Jesus, we ask you that you bless them, God. Keep them safe. Let them have a visitation from you in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father, I'm asking that those that are being released, that you have a program for them. Don't let them be return offenders. In Jesus' name, God, continue to bless and keep your people here, there, and everywhere until we meet again. And we're saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. I felt in my spirit I'm also supposed to have Mother Digby. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Mother, I believe the Lord wants you to pray, too. Go ahead and pray, Mother.
Thank you, Jesus. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, how we thank you for this day. Thank you for all your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for being so mindful of us. Thank you for supplying all of our needs. Look on every request today, God. Bless in your name, God. Look on my friend, Sister Canary, Mother Canary McWillis. God, touch and heal her body. Look on my son, Kenneth, God. Give him strength. Take us through in this evil day. God, we thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for all of our sisters and brothers, all of our friends on this prayer line. We thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your people everywhere. God, we need you in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your saving hand. Save today, Lord. Send laborers into the vineyard in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're able today. All power's in your hand. We thank you today, God, for your goodness and for your kindness and for your mercy. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mother. Oh, God is so good. Right on time. All right, and keep Brother Johnson in your prayers. Thank you all for any gifts that you send to our ministry. And we want to just tell you, when was the last time I told you that I love you? Amen. With loving kindness, how I draw on thee. I do love you. Amen. Amen. And all of you ambassadors and ambassadors elect, why do we do that? Simply because we care. Amen. We don't want to go up without you. Amen. We got your hands. Let's go up together. Love much. Please keep that movie that we cut this last weekend in your prayers. They're going to show it all over here in Europe first. All in Canada, all over in Sweden, in France, Germany, Poland, all over in Europe. And God showed me that God is going to use this film. They even caught it as we were blowing our horn, laying hands on people, and God was just knocking them out. All that's going to be shown. And God showed me it was going to touch Europe. And America is like this. Anything that's big in Europe, have you seen it? That when it comes to America, it becomes something great in America. This is going to be big in Europe, I can tell. I just want y'all to pray for it, not for Bernard Johnson. You know, if you think that, you don't know my heart. Amen. But I always have a motive involved, and my motive is centered around the Lord's purpose. Amen. It's all about reaching the world for Jesus, amen, reaching the world for Jesus. So I need for you to pray for this, that God would anoint this movie all over, so and be so anointed that it would touch and be just smashing Europe. I use that word, just in the name of Jesus. Just, my God, be a phenomenon in Europe, and the people would receive it greatly. It's something that they've never seen. I know that one thing. Yeah, they've never seen anything like this. And it's called The Devil's Horn. That's the name of this documentary, this movie, The Devil's Horn. And the saxophone, when it first came out, introduced, it was the devil's horn. They used it in the clubs, the jib joints, used it for sensuality, for sexuality. The saxophone was the principal instrument that the enemy used. Every club you saw the saxophone. And their angle for Bernard Johnson is how Bernard Johnson took the saxophone from, because I used to blow in the clubs, from the clubhouse to the pulpit. Amen. That's the angle, from the clubhouse to the pulpit. So I think that would, in fact, I know that would give God glory as they see this. And that title alone will make a lot of people watch it because it's so intriguing, The Devil's Horn. But now it's God's horn. I gave a testimony as I was closing on that film about how it used to be the devil's horn, but now God's got it. And healing virtue is in the saxophone that we blow. And people were being healed everywhere on that video, on that movie. So keep it in your prayers that it would just be a huge, huge, huge success in Europe, because that will lead to, you know, that will set us up for America. Watch how America embraces Prince Charles and the Duchess and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it makes an impact here in America, and the same way about other things. So, it's going to pray that God make it huge in Europe. We have not because we ask not. So, somebody's going to hear me. Somebody's going to hear me. Somebody's going to pray these prayers, and God's going to use somebody for it. Y'all have a wonderful day. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Keep it, Pastor.
Yes.
Okay, I would also like to remind the people that on tomorrow there is a special service that's being given to honor our Chief Ambassador at Kansas University, and ask you all of you all to please keep him listed in prayer tomorrow. Just call out his name around noon tomorrow. God bless you.
Yeah, I want to thank you. Let me tell you a little bit about that. It would take maybe a minute. One of my sons, spiritual sons, Ambassador Lady Betty, one of my spiritual sons, he's getting his doctorate degree from KU, which is one of the top universities in the world, Kansas University. And he's always followed suit, trying to be like Bernard Johnson. And so thank God, we led him into finishing his master's, and his now he's followed me into being in the doctoral field, and he's doing his dissertation now. A dissertation is the major work that you do in a doctorate level, or on a doctorate level, to get your doctorate degree. Many of you know what I'm saying, but he chose, and you have to have a subject that you choose to develop and do basically almost like a book on this subject. And when you do that, then they give you, when you do all that, that's the last thing you do to get that doctorate degree. Well, he chose to do his doctorate on Bernard Johnson, and I'm so honored that he did. So on tomorrow at 1:30, he's going to have the concert. Where he'll be blowing a saxophone and doing the works, doing the works that will accompany getting that degree. And those are, you know, the songs that I blew. He's going to blow his saxophone, some of the works that I've done, and do a lecture for an hour on Bernard Johnson. I plan to be there. I'm going to be at 1:15. Amen. Keep it in your prayers. I don't say this boastfully, but I got to tell y'all what's going on so you can pray for it. It will make the difference if you pray for it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm out today. God bless you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm excited about it, too. Huh. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.